nice day outside, isn't it, T?
It's a beautiful day.
Weather's corking.
Well, is it? We need to ask an expert.
All right.
And okay, it's going to be partly cloudy.
Not you.
Not you. Oh, come on, mate. We're not a poor man's Gavin Morrison here.
Not when you get the real Gavin Morrison here from NBN. Hello, Gav.
I'm really good, but, you know, I was just thinking, I need everything you just spoke about. I need that laser vision. I need 39 grand. What am I going to do to get all that?
Hey, we've got you in because there's a very special day coming up for you on Saturday on NBN.
Yes, it
10
is.
10 years.
I know. How fast has that gone?
Very.
I know.
I'm going to out Tanya.
Yeah.
Yesterday she said, geez, I could do with some cake.
Yeah.
Is there any celebrations going on?
So we
Googled. Anyone celebrating anything? Oh, Gavin, yes, we'll get him in.
That's so much better than a granny gram. I was thinking I was coming in for a granny gram or something. No, no cake.
No, no, no.
Oh, come on, mate. Tanya's not that old.
Actually, speaking of old, Gav and I go all the way back.
35 years.
35
wow.
years.
Wow.
We were both
Was that
kids.
HD?
Yes, we were both kids doing job experience at 2HD.
That's right.
And sharing a little office. And you were at Francis Greenway High, were you?
No. I was highly educated at Maitland Mara's Brothers. I had to walk past Francis Greenway constantly and get punched out. That's what hardened me up, you know. I was in my slacks and my shiny shoes and I was beaten to death on the way to the train station. And that's what made me the man I am today.
Oh my God,
and of course, you were going to.
I was Raymond Terrace High.
There you go.
Yeah.
Duck and weave.
Even harder.
But anyway, so that's how long we've known each other.
And Gavin and I then met in 1991, right, when I came to Newcastle, and that was at New FM.
Yep.
So we all just go around, don't we?
Yes, exactly.
It's incredible.
Yeah, so you're coming up to 30 years of rolling into town.
Yeah.
And I think it was after me because I was doing the night show, and then you came down from Brizzy to do the night
that's
show.
That's right.
Yeah, then they made you get up early and do breakfast.
Yes, they did.
You've
never
got insane ever since.
So, Gav, before the NBN weather gig, though, you were over in America. I remember you going to New York to live. Mm.
Yeah, that's right. I left here in 1994 after working for Channel 7, then doing the snow reports down in Threadbar. Mm-hmm. And I bought a one-way ticket to Prague and it took me 8 years to get back.
It was quite a trip, and yeah, you did a lot of things, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
But in New York, though, you were doing a bit
acting.
Of TV work, bit of acting,
yep.
just kind of freelancing.
Studying New York, I had the whole New York thing like engulf me, and you know, after traveling, obviously, as so many Australians do, you know, you travel, and when we're exposed to the world, it's like, whoa, you know, this whole new existence occurs. And then being in New York and started studying. And because I was on the ship as well, you know, the weather thing, it was the little bit of surf reporting and the snow reporting and then sailing halfway around the world on that ship and then settling into New York, you know, the brain just turned into a sponge and I couldn't stop studying and I was doing everything. And but I was even working at a shopping channel next to Ricky Lake. Remember Ricky Lake?
Yeah.
Well, the Hearst studio was underneath me in 23rd Street between 6 and 7 in the 23rd Street studios. And I went down there and just gave my headshot. And I ended up working for this global shopping network. And I was like the Aussie guy. Here comes the Aussie guy. And they almost had to translate for me. But, you know, the girls loved it. It was really entertaining. It helped them get through, you know, the hour of selling, like, remote control cars and coffee mugs.
It is fascinating when you hear that, right? And I hear this so many times. And on mine and yours, Tanya, were short spouts overseas. But we all come back.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
You know, it's
true.
Interesting in your 10 years now, and both Tanya and I and various things.
Kids bring
Newcastle,
you back here.
Well, kids, but it's
you
a magnetic place, I find,
yeah.
Newcastle.
Well, I mean, you want to bring up kids here.
Well, yeah.
Mm.
100%.
Yeah.
But I came back, and that was the thing. The New York winters dragged on.
Yeah.
I didn't love the winter. That was absolutely killing me. But I came back with the guys here, and we go for surf trips when I was back here up to Seal Rocks, and I'm looking at seals, and we're four-wheel driving down the beach. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, life is too short, and even at the moment, I love it here. I love my life here so much, you know. I mean, I'm really lucky, you know, that I'm fairly close to the beach. Lucky I got in before it completely exploded.
Yeah.
But, you know, I sit down there and I've got this incredible lifestyle and Newcastle and the people here and everything, I wouldn't change it for anything. And now I'm so lucky that it got a little bit, you know, shaky there for a while that I thought maybe I'd have to go back to Sydney. And, you know, we convinced them, you know, with Jeff, you know, one of my closest friends at work, you know, we convinced them that I can do what they want me to do from Newcastle.
Mm.
And now it's even going to evolve even further. It's really, really exciting for us what's going to happen. You know, we're evolving into you guys in a way. You know, yeah. The company is going to invest in us. We're going to get brand new studios, brand new facilities.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're here for the long run, which is really, really exciting. So it's 10 years and we're in a very old building with very old facilities, but in a way it's kind of a new beginning, which is just around the corner for us. So it's a really, really exciting time. And
that
and
is interesting when you go to NBN now and they hand out a helmet.
For the falling asbestos.
Hello.
The face masks.
But look, we did get you a weather cake.
Yeah, we have got you a cake.
Yeah.
We got him a weather cake.
It's rainbows and thunderclouds.
Is that real or did Nikki make it out of cardboard?
No, it's real. It's
that
real
is
and spectacular.
So tidy. Look at that.
And I'll warn you now, mate, when we go to a commercial break, Tanya will tackle you out of the way to get
to
it.
You cut it.
Definitely.
You can't take it with you, Gab. You've got to eat it now.
It's a rainbow and a snowflake and a little sunflower. And, oh, my God. That's really impressive.
Well, mate, congratulations. As we said, like 10 years has flown, but we do every night tune in and go, what's going on in our day? So you must, there's part of you must love the fact that there is a responsibility there a little bit.
Yeah, and, you know, the best part is it is my hobby and my love.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I can do this for a very, very long time, because I'd be doing it if I wasn't getting paid for it. I'd still be looking at it to go surfing or to go flying.
Hang gliding.
Yeah. You know,
can you be a bit careful, please?
Yeah, yeah.
I see those videos and I go, geez, Gavin, I get cranky with you.
Yeah, you know with the flying thing, because I'm at the 1,000 hour, it's called 1,000 hour syndrome, and I'm probably more scared of it now than what I ever have been, because every single time I'm lining up to go flying, I go, okay, statistically speaking, I'm supposed to have an accident now. What have I got to do today to make sure that that doesn't happen?
It's like 87 in cricket almost, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like your head's going, hang on.
It is. It's more scary for me now than what it's ever been.
Well,
so,
be careful.
I'm very careful, believe you me.
Honestly, I do. I click onto his videos and I want to just abuse
still
you.
Still my mum.
Yeah, get on the ground, please.
See, I've been mates with him for years. I click on the videos and I'm looking for the crash.
Stop it.
That's boring.
All right. Well,
I'm like, oh, he's going to land.
We're going to go and have some cake. Gavin, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Well done, mate.
Thanks for having me in.
Pleasure.
Thank you.